Malusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into Easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
And with that, all together we say,
Sawubona Malusi!
Shabalala!
Wow, I've never been greeted this enthusiastically before in my life.
We love you. We love you, Malusi.
Thank you very much. Sanibonani.
Sure.
It's been an interesting month, Malusi, with your words.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from Utando to Utuli to Kawula. What is the word today, sir?
Yeah. We wait with bated breath.
Fundisa.
All right.
Fundisa.
Before Darren comes up with his own meanings, can you please tell us, Uguti?
Yes.
What does fundisa mean?
Fundisa is what we do on this insert, which is teach.
Oh.
Fundisa, yeah.
Ame, may I add a little bit of something interesting?
Yeah.
Always. Why stop now?
You know. So, Darren, this is more for you probably, but the isa, when you add it to a verb, it almost means cause to do. So when you take sebenza, which is work, if you have sebenzisa, it causes something to work, which means use. So funda is to learn or study, and if you isa, so if you cause something or someone to learn or study, you're teaching. So that's that ending that comes with the verb. Isn't that interesting?
Thank you for the class there, substitute teacher Kieran Miller. Yeah. If you can now give me a sentence with fundisa. Fundisa.
Ngiyajabula ukukufundisa, Darren.
He's a teacher.
Yes, that works.
I'm happy to teach you, Darren.
Oh, thank you, Kieran Miller. Ngiyabonga.
Ayinkinga.
Sky shabalala.
Okay, so my sentence.
Yes, but at your own time.
Umfundisi ufundisa iBhayibheli.
Your teacher taught you the Bible.
Umfundisi is a pastor, priest.
Oh, so a pastor is an extension of the word teach. So you assume that anything a pastor says is teaching.
Yeah, well, yes, in our language.
Then what is a normal teacher like at a school?
Umfundisi.
No.
And what's
so umfundisi and umfundisi.
Okay, wait, I'm sorry to be that person.
Yeah, I heard nothing.
this is what I'm hearing. So it's umfundisi versus umfundisi.
It's umfundisi.
Umfundisi.
Is a priest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Umfundisi.
Okay, let's just say utisha.
Utisha, yeah. No one says umfundisi.
Okay, but it's the same word.
Yeah, it's
the same word. What do you call a priest that spent 10 years money laundering?
Pastambon.
Okay.
Pastambon.
All right. Okay. Umfundisi.
Yeah.
Is a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, umfundisi, pastor. Utisha is a teacher. But that's not the word. The word is fundisa. Darren Moore, your turn.
Which is teachers or teacher?
Teach.
Or to teach.
Yeah, fundisa, that's the word.
I read about quantum mechanics and I umfundisa it to the mark.
No, Chief. You see, you've gone off the rails now. Taking the wrong turn.
And
it said 8 km you took
umfundisa.
It
up to 6. Hurry up, you Darren.
Umfundisa means?
Come back, Darren. No, Darren, the word is fundisa. Yeah. I just use umfundisa in my sentence.
Oh, that's not the word.
The word is fundisa, yes.
Okay. I read about the world we live in and life in general, and I love to fundisa my child.
Yes.
That could be. That works.
That works.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka.
Malusi, thank you. Thank you, teacher. I apologize to the rest of the class. As the principal, not the principal, as the prefect, I will try to discipline them. But
who's the prefect?
I'm the prefect. I will try and discipline these two, but I apologize.
You must fundisa them. Mm-hmm. How to behave.
But the head girl and head boy over here, we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah,
we have to let you go. Yeah.
I understand. No.
You just got fundised.
Yeah. Thank you, Malusi.
Thank you very much.
It's up to you now, kids of the East Coast. Get your phone. Get mom and dad's phones or your guardian's phones. Or even if you're lucky enough to have your own device. And we want you to use fundisa in a sentence. Send it to
061-792-9495.
Ngiyabo.
Thank you.